information on the RG knee, and we're all wondering whether or not he's going to play in the game with the Cleveland Browns.
And joining us to talk about it all, David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of the Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History. Good to have you back, David.
Sean, I guess we're now into the RG3 knee.
That's right. And everybody's waiting to hear, what did Mike Shanahan reveal today about Griffin's knee and whether he'll be able to play against Cleveland Sunday?
Well, the great number for the Washington Redskins in this situation is not three, but one. It's a grade one sprain, which is the mildest possible, and it's not the ACL, which is the ligament that most players tear and is the most serious. It's an LCL, which is on the side of your knee. So a grade one LCL is about as good as it could get.
So he's going to play?
Well, Dr. Howard, I'm not quite sure if I want to go there yet. But there's a pretty good chance he'll play. We'll have to see how he comes out of it. Remember, he's also coming off 3 years ago. He had that same knee with a torn ACL, so it's had previous damage. On the other hand, he's a very flexible athlete, and he's 22 years old. And as much as he might have gotten hit this season, he's not 32 years old. So I would say it's a pretty decent chance. Now, normally, this would be a situation where the Redskins are playing out the string, and they're playing in Cleveland on a grass field against a, you know, opponent doesn't matter. It's from the AFC, but every game is necessary now. My gut tells me Robert Griffin is the starting quarterback on Sunday.
Okay, but let's play the devil's advocate and say Robert Griffin isn't starting, and it is Kirk Cousins. Would this be the best of the three games left for him to be playing in?
Well, no doubt about that. The Browns won yesterday, but they're 5-8, and as bad as the Eagles are, the Eagles have more of an interest in knocking off the Redskins and have some serious players on their defense still. So, yeah, if you have to play Kirk Cousins in a game, this is the one.
What's the Redskins' margin of error for the rest of the season?
You would have thought that they really have a lot more than they do, Hillary, because they've won four straight games against three of them against playoff possible teams. But the Giants won yesterday, Seattle won yesterday, Dallas won yesterday. So the Redskins, they're tied with Dallas for second place, a game behind the Giants. They're also a game behind Seattle and Chicago for the wild card spots. So, games left, you're still a game out. It's not a great scenario, and you got to keep winning.
Now, let's talk about just how this season has progressed. You've covered playoff teams. You've covered horrible Redskins teams. Give us an idea. Is this a team of destiny? Is that win yesterday just something like you know that they're going to make it to the playoffs just because the way things have bounced for them?
Well, I've covered this team long enough that I know where to go to in the locker room, Sean, and I went to, for questions like that, went to both London Fletcher, who's been around longer than anybody, and Lorenzo Alexander, who along with London maybe is the smartest guy in that locker room. And they took different tacks. London kind of went with the team of destiny idea that they're on this roll right now. They've been ever since the bye. And Lorenzo just said, no, we're playing better, and we've been playing better for 60 minutes. Yesterday was 65 minutes. So two different ideas. I get a little bit of the team of destiny thing. I guess right now if they were tied for a playoff spot or had beaten the Giants the first time around and we were in first place right now, I'd feel it a little more. But as I've said to you guys week after week lately, this season's already a success. If they don't make the playoffs, they've already won more games than they won last year. No one thought they were a playoff team this year. Robert Griffin's been a revelation. Alfred Morris, too. So far, 2013, nothing but success for the Washington Redskins.
Looking good. Thank you, David.
Thanks.
That's
Bye-bye.
David Elfin, longtime Redskins beat reporter, author of The Washington Redskins, The Complete Illustrated History.